85 years ago today, on Tes Adar Tovshin, the Friedrich Rebbe was saved from the Nazis in Europe and arrived here in New York on Tes Adar Tovshin. 4 months he was under the Nazis occupation in Warsaw, till he was saved on Hay Tavis from the Nazi Warsaw. He was taken to Riga, and eventually he came by ship here to the state. That day that he came to the United States out of danger of the Nazis was a great day for him. He had a shtreimel that he would wear on Shabbos. And that day, since it was such a high day, he wore this shtreimel on the ship. He put the shtreimel on his head. As you could see here in the picture, later you'll see it, that near the shtreimel you see a picture of him sitting with the shtreimel in the ship. Before he went off the ship to meet the chassidim and greet them on Tes Adar 85 years ago, ...770... wasn't yet bought by Chabad. So he went to a hotel, Grayson Hotel in Manhattan. He stayed there for almost a half a year, till they purchased 770 and he came to live here. Pesach, he didn't want to stay in a hotel. There was a Lubavitcher Chosid in Lakewood that gave away his house, the whole house, for the Rebbe to stay there for the Pesach days. He came there a few days before Pesach and he stayed there till a few days after Pesach, and then he went back to the hotel. On the same day he came, on Tes Adar, 85 years ago, when he came to the hotel, he called to him for a special meeting, the chassidim that was here, and he told them, everyone thinks America is different. You can't have here yeshivas. But I came here to show that America is not neat anders. It could just be full with yeshivas, just like Europe. And he said, on that day of Tes Adar Sheni, Tovshin, 85 years ago today, that he is going to establish a yeshiva here in New York, where he didn't have 770 yet. But there was a Lubavitcher shul in Remsen Village on East 51st Street, 454 East 51st Street. There was a group of 15-20 Bochrim that wanted to learn in the Lubavitcher Yeshiva. So they started the yeshiva there. It took a few days to arrange it. And on Shushan Purim, several days after, they established the yeshiva there. Then they started looking for a place to buy for a house for the Rebbe. till they saw 770, and they figured this is the proper house for the Rebbe. They purchased the house several months later. And Yud Beis Menachem Ov Tovshin. A day later, the Rebbe came from the hotel in Manhattan to 770 to check the whole building and to set how it's going to be fixed. He decided then that the first floor is going to be rebuilt for the shul, as it is still today, the yeshiva learns there and they daven there. The second floor is going to be his apartment, including the yechidus room and including the house, the room for his mother, Rebbetzin Sternesore, the Rebbetzin of the Rebbe Rashab. And the third floor, this floor, is the apartment of his daughter and son-in-law, the Rashag. He just said it how they should fix it, and he went back to the hotel in Manhattan for another month till they finished the renovation. Chof Aleph Elul, a month later, he came here to live in 770, which is still today the center of Chabad around the world. There is in 770 a basement too. That basement he devoted to become the library of all the Sforim in Kisviyad that he had, that was in Lubavitch and then in Warsaw. But when he came with all his secretaries and the family, he couldn't take the Sforim with him yet. The Germans wouldn't let it out from Warsaw. He hired a lawyer in Warsaw to find ways how to sneak the library out of Warsaw and Poland until it came here. It took over a year till they succeeded to do this. They packaged everything in over 100 boxes and they took it to another city and then to another city and then out of Poland and then eventually it came here in the summer of Tovshin Aleph. When it came here, they rebuilt the basement. It should become a storage house for the library. For many years, this was the only library here. But years later, wasn't enough space for all the Sforim that are coming here. They purchased next building, 766, to become the additional house for the Sforim. That's how it was for many years. Till so many Sforim came, especially after the court case, when the Rebbe said everyone should bring here more Sforim, wasn't enough space. So when we wrote to the Rebbe that there is so many boxes that we can't even open it because we don't have space, everything is packed, the Rebbe replied we should write in some suggestions what to do. We wrote some suggestions of buying a house on Kingston and building the library and other ideas. The Rebbe's response said, no, The Friedrich Rebbe started the library here in 770. This is where the library should stay. There is not enough space. Find a way how to enlarge. But not in another place. Then in the courtyard, was just a courtyard. We dug out the courtyard and we built a big storage room under the floor. On top of that, we had the floor that you are walking now on the floor of the storage of the library. We added the floor to the next building. We added the bridge. It should become all in 770 with the extension. But this floor, we devoted it should be exhibition. Because the library itself is a research library. People come in to check a safer they cannot find anywhere else. Who needs it? A researcher, a Rosh Yeshiva, a Rabbonim. But people like you, they have enough sforim in the house, in the shul, in the school, that they could learn. They don't have to check a old sefer they cannot find. But everyone that comes in 70 wants to see the holy, special, rare, interesting items that are in the archive of the library. For that we devoted this hall with the showcases and display tables to have the exhibitions here. That's how it goes on for the last 30 years. This exhibition is the 15th exhibition that we have here. This exhibition is devoted to our rabbis. Each one of the rabbis has one showcase where we show the most holy, rare, interesting items that we have from the rabbi. As we come in, we see the showcase of the rabbi, where we could see the shofars that he would blow on Rosh Hashanah. This week is Purim. We could see the Megillas Esther that he would listen in. Two. One that he came with from Europe. And one is that several years later, they wrote special for the Rebbe with all the Hidurim in a silver case. We could see there, soon as coming up Pesach, the kaira that he would have under the matzahs. We could see there the Hanukkah menorah that he would light all the years. And so other items. We also have here the tables that he would give out the dollars all the years. He had two tables. One for downstairs and one for upstairs. We could see on the video those pictures of the Rebbe giving out dollars on these two tables. But going to the Friedrich Rebbe's showcase, the second showcase, we already mentioned the Shtreimel and the picture how he's coming up off the ship 85 years ago today, and Tess other Tovshin. We could see the coat that he was wearing when he came here. We could see near it a picture of him coming up off the ship wearing this coat. We could see here the kaira that he would have by the night of the Seder under the matzahs. We could see here the menorah that he would light the candles on Hanukkah. We could even see there the glasses that he was using special kind of glasses. Those years they didn't have under glasses handle going under ear. You would just have a handle and you would put it to the eyes and read. We could see them and see a picture how he is wearing it. And the same thing is by each one of the rabbeim. There are some items, either artifacts, either sforim, either his kisviyat kedesh, that he wrote maimorim of this Rebbe. This is the Rebbe Rashab, Rebbe Marash, the Rebbe Tzmar Tzedek, the Mittel Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe, and the Baal Shem Tov. And here there is a display table of the Rebbe Mizritcha Magid. The other tables, we have one table for the Rebbe's father. As they are with Ha'ores on the margin that he wrote when he was in exile. I'm sure you know that he was in exile in a village, a primitive village, that didn't have paper or pens to write. But the Rebbe's mother brought him a Zohar that he was learning. And she knew how to make ink out of herbs and grass in different colors that you could see the Ha'ores on the margin, how he is writing them. And the same thing is each one of the tables, as you would be able to see by yourself. Feel free to browse around, and on every item there is an explanation in Hebrew and English what it's all about.